Well, we had chestnut trees before the blight come in, and when my daddy cleared the ground, to farm, it was covered with chestnut trees, and he sifted out about an acre of these chestnut trees for our use. And when they would get ready to start falling, we would get our sacks and buckets and stuff, and the men would get up in the trees with big poles, and they'd thrash them out, and we'd pick them up, and we'd get them in them sacks and take them and hang them in a empty, it hadn't been a chicken house, but just an empty house.
Oh yeah, they some people come from Fayetteville and Shelville too, and get it because they would ask the farmers, could they get a chestnut? Of course, didn't nobody care for them getting chestnuts, so they did. And as far as really knowing, I don't know whether they eat them or whether they trade them or what they done. But anyway, the people up here gave them their chestnuts because man, we had oodles and gobs of them. If you know what oodles and gobs are, it's a bunch, whole bunch. It's so many that we didn't have to use them all.
Well, his mother would tell us where they grew. Where she grew up was in the mountains, and she said they one little hollow they raised, and they called it Popcorn Hollow because that's where they planted their popcorn. So it was steep on both sides, so she said what they did was they'd just go to the Popcorn Hollow, and all the chestnuts would roll down off of the mountain in a pile, and they'd just scoop
Scoop
them
them
up.
out.
Huh,
Right.
that's a great story.
You have to separate the popcorn from the other corn and go across. So she had that one little hollow they raised their popcorn in and had several chestnuts around it. So they'd go to the Popcorn Hollow and scoop them up right next to the bank.
Maybe I was 5 year old. We'd always make a pilgrimage back to the mountains, during apple time, get apples off the wild apple trees that grew on old homesteads. The mountains were full of them. We'd get apples. We'd go back for the muscadines when they got ripe in the fall, and we also went back for the chestnuts. Well, Daddy, he would take his axe and a flour sack. The chestnuts are long gone. I remember one time asking him, "The chestnuts are gone," because the chestnut trees above the house where we lived, I knew they were gone. He said, "Show you how to get chestnuts, son." He goes up, finds a big chestnut tree, and he looks around till he finds a hole in a tree, a hollow tree, up about 8 or 10 foot high, and it was worn real slick around it, where something been going in and out a lot. He thumped the tree with his axe handle till he found out how far down the hollow went. Chop a hole in it, pull the chestnut hulls from the year before out of the bottom, hold the sack under there and let all those chestnuts, the chipmunks, and the sword run out in the sack. When his sack got full, he put a plug in it. He always plugged the hole back up so they could fill it up next, but he never would completely empty any one tree.
My second sister, well, I had one older than her, but she was funny. And she'd tear a hole in the sack and go grabble out the chestnuts and feed it to us kids. And Daddy said, "Uh-oh, the rats has been in my chestnuts." And she lied and said, "Yeah, I know, it was a two-legged rat that done it." And he'd just laugh and go on, and he didn't ever whip us or nothing for getting them. But he'd want us to save them, when some years, they didn't tear as good as they did others. But we always had chestnuts.